So I'm here with Daniel Vardik from the Office of the Estonian President, who's just given a talk to Reputation War Riga about Estonia's particular example of developing a reputation over long term. I wonder if you could just tell us a summary of what you said, Daniel.
It's a think tank of president. It's kind of like more like NGO type. But what many countries probably don't realize is that it's not a message itself that is important, but it's also that you have to repeat this message for a while. And I think that we in Estonia somehow, for some reason, have been lucky to have quite similar messages across like 20-year period. And now we see how this actually starts to benefit us. And it wasn't obvious in the beginning. For example, some things we chose at some point were heavily criticized. If we had at that point quit and just switched to a new messaging, then probably we would never have seen how these messages work for a longer term. And I think that this is always very problematic, because sometimes you have to spend public money to create some messages, and then everyone asks, what is so special about these messages and why so much money? And politicians might get actually scared of this. But in a course of 10 years, if you say the same thing, it finally makes sense. And this is very difficult to say in the beginning that this is like a right thing to do or not, because probably there are messages that even in 10 years wouldn't work. So that's the risk in our business.
But I guess, is from what you're saying, there's an element of having to hold your nerve, because it must be very tempting to change the message, or I guess different political parties want to change it. Is that the core, really, to really sort of stake everything on it?
No, it's probably not, because that would also be quite tyrannic if you only had this. But I think that also how you introduce the idea needs to be negotiating with public as much as you can. Of course, you can't take in every opinion, but people should generally feel that they were consulted. And when Estonia actually had this Welcome to Estonia brand in 2003, and it was made actually before, they had a lot of people in a hall, in a big hall, about 300 professionals, and they were all consulted in a way. What was generated was some kind of ethnographic or anthropological or even sociological snapshot of a society. So I think this is also important, that you actually legitimize things with these kind of procedures. And you just don't say that this is my opinion, but that would be like 20 years message for us. But you actually have a process, and then you can always refer back to this process, say that it was like these people all put their effort into it, and then it's easier. So, and then hold the nerve.
You mentioned that one of the targets you have coming up is to get 10 million e-residents. Mm. Is that that's a realistic target?
It's a vision. It's a vision to get attention to the idea that it's possible to have 10 million. And it was voiced by our chief information office, you could call it, the vice chancellor of the Ministry of Economy. It was his article. He started the whole process by saying that let's have 10 million e-residents. So we're very lucky if we have 100,000 in 5 years. But this 10 million is like vision for 2025. But obviously, it's like very high vision.
So Estonia is here for another 20 years then, really?
Yeah, it should be.